I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff has said she feels indignant and wronged by the decision of the lower house of Congress to go ahead with impeachment proceedings against her. She's rejected claims that she manipulated budget figures to help secure her re-election in 2014. Brian Winter, the editor-in-chief of America's Quarterly magazine, says there's been something of a backlash against what took place in the lower house.
A lot of people likened it to a circus. You had people shooting off confetti and screaming and, you know, dedicating their votes to God and family and peace in Palestine and all sorts of causes that kind of made some Brazilians look at this whole process and raise their eyebrows and go, gosh, are we really sure we want to do this?
The Senate is expected to open an impeachment trial next month and suspend the president while the proceedings take place. The first funerals are taking place in Ecuador for the victims of Saturday's earthquake. At least 413 people are now known to have died, with many more injured. It's still unclear how many people are missing. The quake has devastated towns along Ecuador's Pacific coast. Grant Laity, who's with the children's charity UNICEF, is in the capital, Quito. He says the destruction is far-reaching.
A lot of these cities are being half flattened or destroyed, so people can't stay in their homes. There's no longer any safe drinking water or sanitation systems. There have been a number of hospitals that have come down, and there's an estimated 120 schools that are either damaged or destroyed.
The fourth biggest city in the United States, Houston, has been hit by huge floods, which are reported to have killed 5 people. Meteorologists say more than 40 centimeters of rain fell on the Texas Sea on Monday alone. Rivers burst their banks in the city center, and 1,200 people were rescued from rising floodwaters. Parts of the city and surrounding districts have been declared disaster areas. The remaining candidates for the U.S. presidency have been making a final push for votes in New York ahead of crucial primaries in the state on Tuesday. The Democrats' front-runner, Hillary Clinton, told voters she wasn't taking anything for granted, in spite of her strong opinion poll ratings. For the Republicans, Donald Trump held a rally stressing his love of New York. His main rival, Ted Cruz, is not expected to do well after criticizing Mr. Trump's New York values earlier in the campaign. The American alternative rock band Pearl Jam has become the latest to cancel a scheduled performance in North Carolina over a new law limiting the rights of gay and transgender people. Pearl Jam, who had been due to perform there on Wednesday, described the law as despicable. Bruce Springsteen has already cancelled a concert in North Carolina. World News from the BBC. The Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has confirmed that he intends to call an election for the 2nd of July. On Monday, the Australian Senate rejected a piece of government legislation for a second time, giving Mr. Turnbull a legal mechanism for calling an election. There's been an explosion in the centre of the Afghan capital, Kabul. A plume of black smoke could be seen near the US embassy, but the embassy said it was not affected. So far, there have been no reports of casualties. A replica of the 2,000-year-old Arch of Triumph, destroyed by the Islamic State group in the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra last year, will be unveiled in London today. Naomi Grimley reports.
This is the sound of a computer-controlled drill chiseling away at a block of marble. The machine was programmed with 3D images of the original 2,000-year-old arch, so the texture of the stone could be replicated. It's a collaboration between experts from Oxford and Harvard universities and Dubai's Museum of the Future. The group hoped technology like this might help rebuild parts of Palmyra, but some classical scholars think the replica arch is a waste of time and money.
New research suggests that dinosaurs were on their way to extinction millions of years before the meteor impact that is widely believed to have wiped them out. Dr. Chris Venditti is one of the authors of the new research. He says dinosaurs began to lose their supremacy in the evolutionary chain.
There was some competition for resources. These dinosaurs weren't winning. They weren't able to survive in their environment anymore and thus went extinct. And the opportunity didn't seem to be there for other species to lead to new species themselves. So again, the combination of those two things led to the decline.
BBC News.